producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so, 855-99-37569. We're talking a little bit today about good news. Yay! When I first started on the air, people said, well, isn't it depressing to do what you do? And I said, it's the antithesis of depressing. People are really trying to change their lives, trying to make their lives better. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the opposite. So, and I think people who listen, I think people who say that are people who don't listen to the program. It's amazing how often people are willing to have an opinion about something that they have no knowledge of. That's okay. Why be distracted by facts? You're right. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, I've got kind of an interesting piece of news that sort of made me think about a question to ask you guys, which is that the National School Boards Association has partnered with New Regency, Fox Searchlight, Penguin Books, and filmmakers to make copies of the film book and study guide, 12 Years a Slave, available to America's public high schools, which I think is great. This was apparently a brainchild of director Steve McQueen and Montel Williams. Now, obviously, I mean, Steve McQueen has a vested interest in it because that's additional copies of the of the DVD being sent out, and I'm sure that he gets a portion of that. But still, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Educator toolkits are available to all public high school teachers, timed to the 2014-15 school year. Educators who gain permission to teach 12 Years a Slave to their students will receive a free kit, which includes a DVD copy of the film, edited version with disclaimer, parental consent requested, a paperback copy of the Penguin book, a printed study guide, and a letter from Steve McQueen. I don't know that he needs a letter from Steve McQueen, but there you go. Any public high school teacher with permission to add this to the high school curriculum may go to 12yearsslave.com. Click on the button for teachers to opt in and request an educator's toolkit. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool, yeah.
I to be quite honest, it's not a movie that I liked particularly. I thought it was, the violence was nearly quite aggressive.
It was hard to stomach. It definitely was.
Yeah, and it was not a movie that I particularly certainly enjoyed watching, but basically even liked. But having said that, I think having a discussion of slavery in high schools is an important thing to do.
Yep.
So yep. I'm in favor of that, number one. Number two, I was trying to think of what movies that I would sort of suggest should be part of high school curriculum. And I think there was a documentary. Well, I, you know, a lot of the documentaries, in fact, the one that we're that we're doing tomorrow, and some of the ones that we've done, I think would be great in schools. I think Alive Inside, the one about kids working to put music for people who are Alzheimer's patients, I thought was a great idea. There's another one. What was the name of the one about the kids working with computers with seniors? It was called Senior Something.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Yeah, I did an interview on it. One of the it's Reverend Fix It, so I can check it out and find it for you. There's a documentary called Last Days of Vietnam, which are horrifying. That I think we should watch. That I mean, I think documentaries in general, as I said, have become what newspapers used to be. And I can remember in high school what we had to make reports on news stories that we would have. There would be a news story, and we would do additional research to find out and present it to the class. And I think some of those are really terrific.
Was that one called Cyber Seniors?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Sure. Directed by Saffron Cassidy.
Yep. And whom I had on.
Okay.
And the idea being that that they then had a competition, and you know, and who won? Is that the one they had? They put together. That's the one they put. They taught them to use computers, and then they made videotapes on YouTube, I think.
Yep, it appears so, yep.
Yeah, and they had a... see, I remember this stuff. And they had a contest, and you got to see some of the things. The we're doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It tomorrow on a subject that I think should be in the schools as well. It's called PUMP, which is how... I mean, the thing is, I will not have... I will not have a guest on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, unless they have a documentary that I think is broadly enough spaced so that, you know, a lot of people are interested in it. I mean, I think there are some about very specific subjects which are interesting, but they're just not generic enough for me to be interested in it. So they have to be of widespread interest, and they have to have a solution. You know, the documentaries that make you want to set your face on fire, you know, I pass on those. I just don't really want to be doing that.
Michael Moore movies?
Well, yeah, I mean, Michael Moore movies, yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah, I mean, some of them I think are so manipulative. But this, I mean, this particular one, and I think we'll talk with John Brackett tomorrow about how to get America's dependency on oil ended. And it's been something we've been talking about for a decade. And there are actually some solutions. There you go. All righty. 855-99-DR-JOY. So do you have any suggestions for movies that you think should be in high schools?
Well, I hadn't actually. I've been so busy looking at what other people are writing and listening to yours, I haven't actually thought about it. I'm going to have to think about that a little more and come up with something. But we do have a few responses here on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Lisa here says, or the old version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She says, I know the music is cheesy, but when Charlie finds the golden ticket, that moment of happiness is great. She says, I think as bad things happen every day and the news becomes bleak and depressive, it's nice to get lost in the movie magic and allow us all to hope for the golden ticket. So that kind of goes along with what we're talking about today, too.
Yeah, although I think there are, you know, the golden age of movies was always at a time where the economy tanked. And
yeah,
it was not accidental.
Yeah. Yeah.
India had a slightly different view. You know, that Bollywood turns out, I think, something like three or four times the number of movies that Hollywood does every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about four times. And the reason they do it was about, 30 years ago, they looked at the ZPG, zero population growth, and India had a huge exploding birth rate and was bankrupting the country, literally. And so what they decided is if people are movies that they weren't home having sex. So they built all these movie theaters, and they have, I think, the most movie theaters per capita of any place in the world. And they turn out two or three movies a week that are, so because if you've, you know, if you're only going out on Saturday night, that leaves you six other nights to make babies. So the idea is that they would cut down the number, that they would have like three movies a week coming to any particular little hamlet somewhere. And the idea being that the birth rate went down. And that's why Bollywood had so many, you know, and become very lucrative. It was a really brilliant solution.
You know, speaking of 12 Years a Slave, too, is Roots shown in high schools around the country at all?
I don't know.
It's
so much a longer proposition.
Yeah, true. Very true, yeah. Yeah. That might be a good one, though, too. I mean, you know, it kind of shows the dark history, you know, of...
Well, yeah,
America,
I mean,
that you don't
slavery,
get taught, you know,
yeah,
yeah.
Is not something all that distant in our past.
No,
I mean,
no,
it's something that we need to be aware of. I also the Civil War stuff. The one I think it's called Generals and Giants. Is that what it was called?
Okay, I thought maybe you were thinking of Glory when you
Glory. I thought was wonderful.
Okay, uh huh.
Of course, part of it is that the Civil War has always fascinated me, being a Southerner. And in the South, we do not call it Civil War. We call it the War of Northern Aggression. But it was, I mean, I was at Gettysburg. We were talking about being influenced by things early in our life. And I was at Gettysburg when I was about, I don't know, 7 or 8. And I wasn't back there again until a couple of years ago. And when you go over the hill, my heart started beating fast. And I'm not that good at geography to know that we were that close. But somehow my body remembered that it was Gettysburg. And
wow.
it's a heartbreaking place. I mean, it was truly brother against brother. When you realize, I mean, you know, with Scuds and all these kinds of things and push button and, you know, video screens.
Right.
War seems almost like a video game.
Right.
It wasn't. First of all, it's not a video game, and but the Civil War was unusually close proximity and awful, you know, bloodshed. And I think sort of being reminded of that, of what war really is not a bad thing. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Margaret. You're here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My problem is I'm a rape victim, and it was actually an NFL coach, and we are coming up to the statute of limitation. I do see a therapist. I've seen one since it happened. My problem is that everyone that gets their hands on my case, for some reason, either the NFL or local police, something happens, and then they don't want to take the case. And I just, I'm lost. I don't know what to do now, and I don't want this guy out there still coaching. And
go to the newspaper.
Yeah, the New York Post was interested, and I just, at the time, I was with an attorney, and he told me not to comment. And now
No, I hear what you're saying. Marta, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay. And how long ago did it happen?
It happened 2 years ago, April 16th, 2011, on a Saturday.
Okay. And why are... So you sought legal help. How long did you wait to seek legal help?
I sought legal help that Sunday, and I went in Saturday and had everything done.
So you there you had you had you went to the hospital.
Rape kit done. Yes.
Great. I'm not great that it happened, but great that you had the presence of mind to sort of take care of business. And what have been the legal ramifications? What have been the issues about the lawyers?
Well, I had two high-profile attorneys from out west, and they told me at the end of the case he wasn't financially viable to go after. And I'm not going after money. I'm going after the fact that he raped me and physically assaulted me that day.
Had the police? I assume then, you've filed a complaint with the police as well. Yes,
I have, and they closed the investigation, and the county attorney or whoever prosecutes this believes that there wasn't enough evidence, and the reason why there wasn't enough evidence is because evidence went missing, people weren't interviewed, it was just a whole, because of who he was, we live in a small town, and at the time he was a Vikings coach, now he is a coach for the Jets, I won't give his name, but it just became who he was, and where I'm from, it matters who you are. But so
have you
had a lot of faith?
Yeah, I hear he had juice and you didn't. Were any of the attorneys women?
One was. Yes, and it was a very notable attorney, but she, I guess, maybe had bigger fish to fry than me. My case.
You've had lawyers. Currently have a lawyer?
Lawyers.
Pardon me?
As of Friday, no. He said he could not take the case because of his schedule, and he was afraid of the national media coming into a small town, and he didn't know how to handle that, was his take. But mind you, he had a meeting with the chief of police one day prior to me meeting up with him.
So you're sort of smelling a conspiracy here. Yeah. You know what?
And it's proof.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. What I would do at this moment, I mean, I think you have several options, and they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. One is go to something like the National Organization of Women. I'd be careful. Let me just, before we do all this, I'd be careful about high-profile lawyers, and I'll tell you why. I think you're probably better off with sort of a, to be quite honest, kind of a run-of-the-mill, maybe young, hungry lawyer who can see this as being a career-defining case, but isn't in it for the publicity per se. You know, feels that they're righting
right
a wrong. The problem. I did this once for my divorce. I had, because I was in the media at the time and had access to it. I was and it was a very high-profile lawyer, and it was a disaster. Because it kind of, as you say, that if you're going to help a high-profile person, they want to keep their profile high. So if somebody comes along that has more juice than you do, you're gone. Or you're
right,
shuffled off to an associate. So I'm a little leery, to be quite honest, of high-profile anybody or anything, number one. Number two, I'm not sure I would give up on the legal issue of finding a lawyer that says, look, here's the proof, and I would write it all out. I would write it out for a number of reasons. First of all, to present it essentially as an almost done-deal legal brief to somebody who is young, smart, and hungry. And hopefully moral. Number one, whatever that brief is, I would also take it something like the National Organization of Women, who have a political stance about protecting women. So because if your sort of allegations are correct, that there's a fix in here, that there are that there is a huge sort of macho conspiracy going on, go to some place that's not going to be affected by a macho conspiracy and in fact might thrive on it, which is something like National Organization of Women. I probably could name the high profile woman that you talked to, and I would
view her.
Yeah, and I would view, among other things, know her, but I'd be careful. I think that high-profile women do the same thing as high-profile men, which is they look for high profiles. And this is a case that, you know, may be iffy for any one of a number of reasons, or just isn't high enough profile or enough juice or enough money or whatever. So I don't think high profile is generally the way to go. And the thing about high profile, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just asked, my only concern is I feel that because he's an NFL coach that I'm put in this category of, like, mistress or one-night stand or, you know, people assume things about me. Yes, I'm a very beautiful woman, but that still doesn't debate what happened.
Well, but, yeah, Marta, I think that
frustrating.
But that's part of what the sort of social that's why I'm saying National Organization of Women may be a good shot. I'd find a young, hungry lawyer, male or female. I think it makes not a whole lot of difference. I would go to National Organization of Women, and the same brief that I would write up for the young, hungry lawyer and the National Organization of Women, which said this isn't an emotional issue, this is what happened, this is what happened, and detail it all as unemotionally as possible and as accurately as possible, and then I take it to a newspaper or a television station or some high-profile thing. I mean, you've got nothing to lose at this moment. You've got lawyers. You're saying statute of limitations is about to run out. You're having a problem with the legal community. You feel that there's kind of a conspiracy to sort of blame the victim. So ignore all that. Young, hungry lawyer, National Organization of Women, and a media outlet. But write it all up.
Okay, yeah. We've been in the media. There has been a story, but I get bombarded with L.A. Times, New York Post, New York Times.
Well, they're going to want an interview from you, but all you want is a little bit of pressure so this doesn't go away on the police department or whatever. Yeah, all you're using them for is saying how come there's nothing being investigated here. You're not using them to solve the case. You're using them to pressure somebody to take the case, or especially the police department.
Right.
You can't pressure a lawyer to take a case, but you can you can pressure the police department or the district attorney to investigate something that they've inappropriately closed.
Use
the same tools that somebody in high profile has at their beck and call, and just use try to level the playing field a little bit.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr.
You're welcome. Good luck, kiddo.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, a bunch of movies coming out this weekend. It's you can tell that it's now the fall, so, and it's Oscar season to be. So we've got a bunch of them. They'll be posted on the website, so you don't have to miss. There won't be a pop quiz following this. Well, maybe there another one. All right, so we've got. Let me just be real honest. I was supposed to go see The Maze, and I didn't because I was just really sick. What can I tell you? And so I asked my buds about it, and this is based on a young adult novel, and it's a trilogy. The consensus was it was quite bleak, and some people liked it, a lot didn't. So I didn't see it, so I can't review it for you. I did see This Is Where I Live. which I really liked. This is one of those comedies that you think could go either way because it's got such a huge cast in it. It's got Jane Fonda plays the matriarch, who's a psychologist with fake breasts. No, please, I'm not identifying with that. And everything I have is my very, very own. and less than, what can I tell you? That Justin Bateman plays her kind of sad sack son, as does Adam Driver plays the spoiled brat. Adam Driver, I mean, I don't watch television, so I didn't know about him. Apparently he's on The Girl or Girlfriend.
Oh,
or
yeah, that's right, yeah.
He's
sure.
Adorable. And he stole the movie out from underneath Daniel
really?
Radcliffe.
Oh.
If then, yeah, I mean, he's terrific. And he's in a bunch of, he's also in Tracks, which is, in fact, he's got two movies out this week.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, he's everywhere. Yeah. He's lovely. He's just adorable. He plays the kind of nutsy young baby of the family with bringing home a very well-to-do therapist. And everybody says, Oedipal issues. Timothy Oliphant, whom I think is just, I can't get enough of him. He has a mild cameo in this and just breaks your heart as an ex-love of Tina Fey. Tina Fey, to be quite honest, I think is a great comedian. I think she's miscast in this. Because everybody else is really, really good, and she plays the only daughter. And you can sort of see the scenes that she's in kind of clunking. Cordy Stahl, who again is a TV actor, plays the big brother. Catherine Hahn plays his wife, who's having a hard time getting pregnant. Connie Britton plays the aforementioned psychologist. Dax Shepard plays an a shock jock, and he's wonderful in it. He doesn't have much to do,
okay,
but he's great in it. Deborah Monk plays the next door neighbor. It's a story that I really liked, and some people didn't. It's the idea is that the patriarch dies, and the mother says his last wish was to sit shiva, which is apparently the Hebrew word for seven, which means for 7 days you sit together, and people come and visit you. And the family is not thrilled about this. They don't feel like they can take this time off. But during this time, all the confusion and all the issues and all the rivalries come out. And, you know, as a psychologist, I thought it was great.
Yeah, right up your alley there.
Yeah, I really liked it a lot. I really liked it
a lot. I saw that Adam Driver, too, should be near and dear to my heart because he's scheduled to play the new villain in the Star Wars movie that's expected next year.
Yes.
So,
there you go. He's just everywhere. Okay, A Walk Among the Tombstones. This is Liam Neeson, and I can remember writing a review for Liam Neeson years ago saying he was the thinking woman's sex symbol, and I think he still is. He's a terrific actor. He's, you know, but he's moved into these violent movies. This one, hear me on this one. This is despicable. He plays a private investigator hired by a drug kingpin to find out who kidnapped and murdered his wife. Okay? We've seen all this before. But this one is one of the most violent, misogynistic, sadistic. Let me tell you the scene that hopefully will convince you not to go see this damn movie. Because they're talking about making it a franchise. At one point, the kid, first of all, it makes no sense. It's too long. You can't, the plot's very hard to follow. They have a whole bunch of inconsistencies in it, but that's not the main reason not to see it. At one point, they have this beautiful blonde woman who's tied up and crying and with a gag over her mouth, and the guy leans over her in her face and says, "Which breast do you want? I'm going to take one. You get to keep the other. If you don't choose either, I'll take," and shows the wire. He's going to take her breast off. I thought, wow. All the women are victims in this, the youngest being 14. I mean, it is a despicable, misogynistic, vicious movie. Don't go see it. And you saw them. I gave it no stars. And I like Liam Neeson. It's not. Liam, how could you do this? You've got daughters.
Is this a book series then? Is it based on a book series? Or why are they planning to make it a series?
They just said that they were going to make this character a series.
Okay.
I thought it was truly despicable. Truly despicable. And I don't, you know me, I'm not crazy about violence in movies, but this one just was over the top, except
yeah.
I don't want to say anything positive. I think
yeah.
the top
okay.
implies it.
Yeah.
Okay, Zero Theorem. I kind of like this as Terry Gilliam, who's a little hard to understand sometimes. Christopher Waltz.
I think he's great.
Christoph Waltz. Yeah, I mean, this one is a little hard. David Thewlis, whom I like a lot. A computer hacker whose goal is to discover the reason for human existence continually finds his work interrupted thanks to the management, capital M. Namely, they send a teenager and a lusty love interest to distract him. I mean, this one you really have to concentrate on. The imagery, I mean, I think Terry Gilliam is masterful at imagery and making yep. sort of offbeat, whack things. A little hard to follow sometimes.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But... I mean, I kind of liked it. It's the imagery itself is haunting, and Christoph Waltz is basically a fallen angel. And I mean, I think there's some provocative thoughts in it. It's not a movie that you can go to and just kind of. It's not a popcorn movie at all. But yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's worth seeing. Trax is based on a Robin Davidson story where she went 2,000 miles, or 17, this is 1,700, they say in the movie 2,000 miles, across the deserts of Western Australia with four camels and a dog. It's based on a true story, as I said. Mia Wasikowska she played Alice in Wonderland. I wasn't crazy about her, but she's good in this. She doesn't have much to do, except she plays it completely fearlessly and with no makeup. Adam Driver.
There he is again.
Is in this, yeah, playing her National Geographic photographer who basically saves her life. But this is really an interesting story, and you're going to love the camels. And make sure you sit through the credits, because they show both both Robin and John Curran. And in particular, Robin was this glam, kind of gorgeous woman, which is not exactly how, you know, Mia plays her. And usually you see it the opposite. You see a very sort of plain woman, an ordinary woman played by some gorgeous woman. They do exactly the opposite here, which is kind of one of those whoa moments.
Yeah, interesting.
So, but it is, I mean, and for me, the idea of a woman doing something it seems to be incredibly pointless. Like, we see all these movies where men climb Everest and you know, they leave their pregnant wife behind, and I'm thinking, guys, why are we celebrating this?
Right.
And this is a woman doing something that seems incredibly stupid as well, so okay. I kind of like that. All right, Keep on Keeping On. This is a terrific documentary that's kind of like some of the things we were talking about today. It follows Clark Terry over 4 years to document the mentorship between Terry and a 23-year-old blind piano prodigy, Justin Coughlin, as the young man prepares to compete in elite international competition. This one, you really like. I mean, that you root for the characters. Quincy Jones is in it. Herbie Hancock is in it. So,
oh, heavyweights, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a kind of fun movie. Pump, you should definitely see, because we're going to do it as It's Broken, Let's Fix It tomorrow, which is a documentary that tells the story of America's addiction to oil from its corporate conspiracy beginnings. Do you know who was involved in the conspiracy? I'll tell you that, but I won't tell you anything else. Guess. Well, you know, because you heard their interview.
Yeah, it's no fair for me.
John D. Rockefeller. Prohibition, yeah, yeah. And gas, starting us on the road to dependency. Standard Oil of New Jersey, can you say that? All right, so let's see if I can get through. So, all right, Pump, definitely go see. Problem and a Solution. Keep on Keeping On, inspiring, about mentorship and good music. Tracks, interesting because it shows a woman doing something incredibly difficult for reasons that might escape most of us. Zero Theorem, Terry Gilliam's always interesting, even if we don't quite understand him, or at least Walk Among the Tombstones. If you guys make this the number one movie, I'm going to come and ingrow your toenails. I will.
That's an
I'm serious about
threat.
This. Yeah, this is where I leave you. I thought it was really fun. What movie would I... You know, I think in terms of enjoyment, just fun, and the cast, this is where I leave you is probably where I'd send you first. All right? But some decent movies this weekend and some horrible ones. Well, that's what makes it America. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so let's talk about other movies that people think would be a great idea to have in high schools.
Yeah, let's see. What do we have here? We have we did get a few follow-ups on that. I think the I'm trying to figure out where we left off. It looks like the next one is Anna, and she says Schindler's List. She says perhaps already in high schools. If not, it should be. What do you think about that one?
I mean, I just don't disagree with that. I think it's hard for me to watch those kind of movies, to be quite honest. When I was a kid, I was shown pictures of the concentration camp, and I really never, I think, recovered from it. So, the stacked bodies and stuff. So, I do have a hard time with that. But still, having said that, I think any movies that sort of help us understand history, because, there's that notion that if we don't understand history, we're bound to repeat it. And ones that have simple solutions. I like stories where, Dearly Beloved, the Beethoven story, mm-hmm. I thought was a wonderful one. I thought the music was wonderful. I thought the performances were wonderful. That F. Murray Abraham was in that. I mean, it was just Salieri. That's one I'd have in just for the power of music. And I think that's becoming more and more a theme in mental health as well as aging. Of that music really does. We've always said it would soothe the savage breast. It's not beast, actually. It's breast is the actual term.
Ah, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but the point being. That music does have a special part, not only in our society, but also in our, in our psyche and in our brain and the whole way we do things. So, I think that was a wonderful movie. There are movies that I think were hilarious. The one with Robin Williams about the was it called The Awakening?
Oh yeah, Awakening. Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
fantastic movie. Yeah,
and that's based on a book, which is a true story. Right. Although Charlie, do you remember Charlie with Cliff Robertson? That was a heartbreaking one.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, he. It's that they he is retarded.
I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah, he becomes this kind of. He sort of becomes animated, and then it wears off. And I thought that was heartbreaking, but memorable. I don't know why I'd have it in high school. I guess because things don't always turn out the way you'd want them to turn out. But.
True. Let's see. Moving on here, Marion says Good Will Hunting because it shows the genius who had a bad upbringing and that there are places to get help.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, I guess. Irvin says Belle, excellent movie. Hey, have you seen Belle?
Is that
the one with the where it's the mixed race?
Yeah, the woman.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, it's the woman, I think, in Scandals.
Right, right.
What's her name? Carrie... She's very good. She's very good in it. Yeah, I think that is a good one, and it's got Nick Nolte in it too, as I think the father at some point. Yeah.
How about The Death of Richie? Tom says The Death of Richie for drama, trials and tribulations. I haven't actually seen that one.
I don't know. I don't. That doesn't ring any bells.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Okay.
There's always Family Vacation. No. So. Although that one scene of Imogene Coca, hopefully most of you have seen it. It's Chevy Chase, and I think it's the second one. It's Family Vacation, and at one point they pick up their grandmother Imogene Coca, who's in a rocking chair, and she expires, and so they decide the only thing they can do is take her with them. So they they tarp her and put her on the top of the car in the rocking chair. I will wake up in the middle of the night. I saw that. I don't know whatever came out. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night just giggling about that. So silly.
Those movies are just funny. I've always heard that behind the scenes Chevy Chase was a real hard guy to get along with. But man, he was funny on screen.
Yeah.
All right. So still is, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. He's. Bill Murray's got a movie coming out this fall.
Does he really? That'll be another great one, yeah.
And apparently, a lot of comedians, as we've talked about in the past weeks, are not cheerful guys off, when they're not doing their thing.
Yeah.
That they laugh rather than cry. And the class clown, quite often, is not the best adjusted human being on the face of the earth. But, so,
true.
What can I tell you? All righty, what else we got?
And then we have one more. Rochelle says To Kill a Mockingbird. And I'm pretty sure I did watch that one in high school.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that is.
Well, I think most people read it in high school as well.
Yep.
I thought that was a terrific book and a terrific movie. I think that won the Oscar for Gregory Peck.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good movie. Driving Miss Daisy, I think, is a wonderful movie about aging and race. I mean, you know, it would be a good thing. The problem is that you really want people to read as opposed to just go to movies. But I think that the two together are a nice kind of a compilation of things. So, alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-375-69. So you can check out the website. I'm trying to decide. I don't know how when people go to the website, folks, just send me an email or something that says when you go to the website, do you prefer having me do you listen to the reviews or do you want to read the reviews? Because we're trying to decide what to do about it going forward. And what we've been doing is both in the past. But if most of you like one rather than the other, then maybe we'll sort of adjust. Or maybe we won't. There we go.
I would think people like to hear them on air, you know?
Well, no, I'm going to continue to do them on the air.
Okay,
the question is when you go to the website, check them out.
Oh, right,
Do you care? Do you have any preference for reading them or hearing them? Because hearing them is obviously easier to do. I do them separately from the reviews on the air because you may want to check out one specific movie and I obviously block them and sometimes they're out before the movies are out. I do the reviews on air the week that they open and they don't open all places all the time, and especially when it comes out on DVD, if you want to hear the original review you can go to the website. So it's, you know, I just let me know, just send me a quick email or something that you love, you know, what you like best or that you don't care or whatever. All right, just so I know what works best for y'all. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. If there's something on your mind today that we either covered or haven't covered or you'd just like us to focus on it. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read
scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.